Full text of Measure W West Valley Mission Community College District Bond Measure Election November 6, 2018, West Valley Mission Community College District Local, Affordable, Career Job Training, Repair, Veteran Support Measure. To upgrade educational facilities technology to prepare students veterans for 21st century jobs, University Transfer, Update Science, Engineering, Math classrooms, labs for nursing healthcare careers, acquire, construct, repair, classrooms, facilities, site, equipment. Shall West Valley Mission Community College District's measure authorizing $698 million in bonds at legal rates, levying $13,100,000 assessed value averaging $39 million annually while bonds are outstanding, be approved, with oversight, audits, no money for administrators' salaries, pensions, bonds, yes, bonds, no projects. The Board of Trustees of the West Valley Mission Community College District, to be responsive to the needs of its community, evaluated West Valley Colleges and Mission Colleges' urgent and critical facility needs, and its capacity to provide students and veterans with support in job training facilities and affordable education and prepare them for success in college and 21st century careers. Job training facilities, safety issues, class size and offerings, and information and computer technology were each considered in developing the type of projects to be funded, as such are outlined in the district's West Valley College Educational and Facilities Master Plan and the Mission College 2017 Education and Facilities Master Plan, each incorporated herein by reference in their entirety. In developing the scope of projects, basic repairs, job training facilities, campus safety, facilities supporting veterans, and the expansion of opportunities for local students to receive an affordable, quality education, were prioritized. If these facility needs are not addressed now, the district's colleges would be unable to remain competitive in preparing students for jobs in high-demand industries and university transfer. The Board of Trustees determines that West Valley College and Mission College must, I, maintain affordable education for local students and returning veterans. 2. Repair or replace leaky roofs, heating, cooling, plumbing and electrical systems. 3. Improve educational resources for returning veterans. IV. Provide up-to-date science, engineering and math labs and 21st century career preparation. V. Adhere to stringent fiscal accountability safeguards including A. All expenditures will be subject to annual independent financial audits. B. No funds will be used for administrators' salaries and pensions. C. An independent citizens' oversight committee will be appointed to ensure that all funds are spent only as authorized. The following types of projects which are authorized to be undertaken at West Valley College and Mission College include: provide an affordable education for local students and veterans, basic upgrade projects needed to make West Valley College and Mission College a resource for students seeking a career change or specialized job training goal and purpose, as the cost of UC and Cal State University systems continues to rise. West Valley and Mission Colleges are an essential resource for students, whether seeking university transfer, specialized job training, or as an educational resource for veterans returning to civilian life. Improve access to college facilities for people with disabilities. Update educational facilities and technology to prepare students for 21st century jobs. Repair or replace leaky roofs, cooling, plumbing, water, sewer and electrical systems. Replace aging, seismically unsafe building and facilities. Upgrade college safety and security systems, including fire alarms and cameras. Provide job training and college transfer, classroom improvements to help students and veterans transfer to four-year universities or be trained for high-demand jobs, goals and purposes. Community colleges are an essential resource for returning students seeking a career change or specialized job training. This measure will help West Valley College and Mission College continue providing local, high-quality, affordable job training programs, such as nursing, engineering and firefighting. This measure will improve services for veterans returning to civilian life with financial aid, registration, and access to affordable education and career training. Update classrooms and technology to prepare students, veterans, and workers for 21st century jobs and university transfers. Upgrade science and engineering and math labs. Expand classrooms for nursing, healthcare, engineering, and other technical STEM vocational career education programs. Provide facilities to prepare students to transfer to four-year colleges and universities. Improve classrooms and resources for veterans. Improve vocational classrooms and labs for nursing and firefighting programs. In addition to the listed projects stated above, the type of authorized projects also include the acquisition of a variety of instructional, maintenance and operational equipment, including interim funding incurred to advance fund projects from payment of the costs of preparation of all facility planning, fiscal reporting, facility studies, assessment reviews, facility master plan preparation and updates, environmental studies, including environmental investigation, remediation and monitoring, design and construction documentation, and temporary housing of dislocated college activities caused by construction projects. In addition, the type of repair, renovation and construction projects, renovate student and staff restrooms, replace aging electrical and plumbing systems, repair and replace heating, ventilation and air conditioning systems, acquire vehicles, upgrade of facilities for energy efficiencies, repair and replace worn out and leaky roofs, windows, walls, doors and drinking fountains, replace or remove outdated buildings and classrooms and construct new classrooms and support buildings, install wiring and electrical systems to safely accommodate computers, technology and other electrical devices and needs, upgrade facilities to meet current environmental sustainability and state compliance standards, repair and replace fire alarms, emergency communications and security systems, upgrade, resurface, replacing or relocate hard courts, fields, turf and irrigation systems, install artificial turf on athletic fields, upgrade classrooms, build or upgrade facilities, including admission college, a new STEM center, performing arts building, science building, library, student campus center, indoor-outdoor physical education facilities, and at West Valley College, Learning Resource Center, Wellness Center, Physical Education Building, STEM Classrooms, Outdoor Physical Education Facilities and a Black Box Theater, construct, expand or reconfigure facilities to create large lecture classrooms, college support buildings, administration building, campus centers, upgrade, resurface and recondition existing parking lots, roads and sidewalks, repair, upgrade and install interior and exterior lighting systems, replace water lines and valves and sewer lines, construct, upgrade, acquire or expand multi-use classrooms and labs, fine arts and visual and performing arts facilities, learning resources center, college storage and recycling facilities, swing space, outdoor classrooms performance space, child development buildings, field lights, bleachers, box, track replacement, student service campus center and instructional buildings, and athletic fields, improve water conservation and energy efficiency, acquire land, replace existing window systems with energy efficient systems to reduce costs, improve insulation, weatherproofing and roofs to reduce costs, improve access for the disabled, install and repair fire safety equipment, including alarms, smoke detectors, sprinklers, emergency lighting, and fire safety doors. Replace broken concrete walks, deteriorated asphalt, replace upgrade existing signage to reflect wayfinding master plan, bells and clocks, demolition of unsafe facilities, install or upgrade new security systems, such as security, surveillance, cameras, burglar alarms, handrails, outdoor lighting, fencing, landscaping, gates, gateways and classroom door locks, replace sewer lines and improve drainage systems to prevent flooding, upgrade roadway and pedestrian paths and pathways and bridges for improved safety and access for emergency vehicles, site parking, utilities and grounds. The project list also includes the refinancing of outstanding lease obligations and the funding of an endowment for technology and other authorized projects. The upgrading of technology infrastructure includes, but is not limited to, upgrading classroom technology, expanding wireless internet access throughout both college campuses, acquired portable interface devices, servers, switches, routers, modules, sound projection systems, information systems, printers, digital whiteboards, upgrade voice over IP, communication systems, audio-visual and telecommunication systems, call manager and network security firewall, internet connectivity, wireless systems, technology infrastructure, and other miscellaneous IT and instructional equipment, data storage, fiber copper infrastructure, phones, identity access cards and the creation and funding of a technology endowment. The listed projects will be completed as needed. Each project is assumed to include a share of furniture, equipment, architectural, engineering, and similar planning costs, program project management, staff training expenses, a customary contingency, and costs associated with the total cost of ownership of facilities and equipment. The allocation of bond proceeds may be affected by the final cost of each project. Some projects may be undertaken as joint use projects in cooperation with other local public or nonprofit agencies. The budget for each project is an estimate and may be affected by factors beyond the district's control. The final cost of each project will be determined as plans and construction documents are finalized, construction bids are received, construction contracts are awarded and projects are completed. Based on the final cost of each project, certain of the projects described above may be delayed or may not be completed. Demolition of existing facilities and reconstruction of facilities scheduled for repair and upgrade may occur if the board determines that such an approach would be more cost-effective in creating more enhanced and operationally efficient campuses. Necessary site preparation restoration may occur in connection with new construction, renovation or remodeling, or installation or removal of relocatable classrooms, including ingress and egress, removing, replacing, or installing irrigation, utility lines, trees and landscaping, relocating fire access roads, and acquiring any necessary easements, licenses, or rights of way to the property. Proceeds of the bonds may be used to pay or reimburse the district for the cost of district staff when performing work on or necessary and incidental to bond projects. Bond proceeds shall only be expended for the specific purposes identified herein. The district shall create an account into which proceeds of the bonds shall be deposited and comply with the reporting requirements of Government Code paragraph 53410. Fiscal accountability. This bond measure has strict accountability requirements including 1. All money will benefit West Valley College and Mission College campuses and cannot be taken by the state. 2. No money can be used for administrator salaries or pensions. 3. Require taxpayer oversight and yearly audits to ensure all funds are used locally, effectively and as promised. 4. No administrator salaries. Proceeds from the sale of the bonds authorized by this proposition shall be used only for the acquisition, construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of school facilities, and not for any other purpose, including teacher, faculty and college administrator salaries, pensions and other operating expenses. 5. Fiscal accountability. The expenditure of bond money on these projects is subject to stringent financial accountability requirements. By law, performance and financial audits will be performed annually, and all bond expenditures will be monitored by an independent citizens' oversight committee to ensure that funds are spent as promised and specified. The citizens' oversight committee must include, among others, Representation of a bona fide taxpayers association, a business organization and a senior citizens organization. No district employees or vendors are allowed to serve on the Citizens Oversight Committee.